Hello, students. Today we are going to talk about the cycle of ladybugs, and this is Miss Brown and also Miss Faria. So first off, I'm going to start off by explaining to you about ladybugs. So an important fact about ladybugs is they are invertebrate. So this means that they have no backbone or have a lack of a backbone. And also, a ladybug is an insect. In order for a ladybug to be an insect, it has to have six legs, which a ladybug has. And next, a ladybug can lay up to 300 eggs in an aphid colony, and the new larvae feed on the aphids. And this happens in their habitat. And their habitat is in forests, fields, grassland, gardens, and sometimes people's houses too. I know if you walk outside and you stand there for a while, you might be able to have a ladybug land on your shoulder. So, and ladybugs will fly, but they won't fly if the temperature is below 55 degrees Fahrenheit. And as they get older, their spots fade, and this is how you know if a ladybug is closer to the end of their cycle. And next, we're going to have Miss Brown explain to you the cycle of ladybugs.
Hi, students. The first stage is the eggs. They are tiny yellow eggs that are laid on the underside of leaves, and they hatch within 3 to 7 days. The second stage is the larva. A larva hatches from the eggs. It eats aphids. It will shed its skin several times as it grows, for about 2 to 4 weeks. The third stage is the pupa. When it gets big enough, it will attach itself to the leaf and shed its skin for the last time. It will take about 5 to 7 days to become a ladybug. The fourth and last stage is the adult ladybug, and the lifespan of a ladybug is usually a year. So remember, when you see a ladybug, that they are invertebrates, they are insects, and they have 4 stages of their lives.
You students have a great day, okay? Enjoy.